Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Today I want to talk to you about one of the most important verses in the Bible, one of those important scriptures. Something that will affect all of us and does affect all of us. And if you truly want to get close to our Creator, this you must understand. When many believers hear the word of grace, they immediately think about forgiveness. That is certainly part of grace, but scriptures show us something much bigger. Grace is not only what saves us at the beginning of our walk with our Creator. Grace is what carries us every single day. And many Christians believe they must live the Christian life by their own determination after they are saved. They know we are saved by grace, but they try to grow by human effort. Eventually, they become discouraged because they discover that human strength has its limits. The good news is that our Creator never intended us to live a life in our own power. Today, I want us to look at what it really means when our Creator says, "My grace is sufficient for you." These words are much deeper than many realize. Grace is our Creator's daily supply. Remember that. Paul prayed to remove the thorn from his side, the one that was troubling him so much. Instead of removing the difficulty immediately, our Creator gave him something greater. He gave himself. Sometimes we ask our Creator to change our circumstances. While our Creator wants to change us inside those circumstances. There are seasons when the miracle is not that the trial disappears. The miracle is that Yahweh gives us strength that should not exist. You see, people often look at us and wonder, how are you still standing? And the answer is simple, by the grace of our wonderful Creator. His grace gives patience when our flesh wants to explode. His grace gives peace when fear says panic. His grace gives hope when nothing around us looks hopeful. Grace is our Creator's strength, meeting us where our weaknesses begin. Now, there's two times in my walk that this verse about His grace being sufficient for enough really stood out. The first is when I first became a believer and I was listening to, I actually saw a live lecture by a lady named Joni Erickson Tada. And she, as a teenager, went headfirst into a lake on a dive and didn't realize the bottom was as short as it was. And she got completely paralyzed. And amazing, inspirational speaker she became. And she says it was this verse by Paul here about His grace being sufficient and enough. And in her weakness, she's made stronger. And that really says that was one of the things that lifted her up and helped her. The other one was my friend who's in his 90s. And due to circumstances, he broke his back. This was a man who was already very active and doing amazing, even in his 90s. But he was almost confined to a wheelchair. It was the most painful thing he ever went through in his life. But he was a strong believer. And thankfully, praise Yah that he got surgery and he's completely better now. He's walking and he's fine. But I said, what got you through this time? And he says it was this verse about His grace being sufficient enough. Wow. Remember that, folks. When we suffer or go through a weakness in our lives, we often think it's the enemy attacking us. Most people try to spend their lives trying to hide weaknesses and hide fears and failures and struggles. But throughout Scripture, our Creator often works most powerfully through people who know they cannot do it themselves. Moses said he couldn't speak. Gideon said his family was insufficient. Jeremiah said he was too young, and Peter failed. Paul carried burdens he wished were removed. Yet our Creator used every one of them. Why? Because dependence on our Creator creates room for our Creator's power. Self-confidence often closes the door. Dependence opens it. Our Creator never asks us to become stronger before He helps us. He asks us to trust Him while we are weak. This, as I say often, is the biggest difference, and one of I use it for the driving force of people to understand when it comes to different belief systems around the world, different religions, and everything else. Prior to me being a believer in Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, I investigated and looked at all the other paths that are popular out there. And all of them had one thing in common. They had this thing called karma. Karma. There's even a book that is falsely classified as a Christian book, or people look at it as Christian literature. And let me tell you, folks, the word karma is the antithesis to the Bible. You see, the word karma and all these other religions around the world says what you give is what you get. You're going to have to pay for there's going to be the consequence for what you're going through. It's a very fair system. It's a very fair system, but it goes against the scriptures because our Creator is not fair. Our Creator is not fair in a way that karma says we get what we deserve. The difference between all of those and the difference between the scriptures, folks, is grace. Grace is the difference. Grace is something none of us deserve, but we get. Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, is something we don't deserve, but we get. Something He gave us. He didn't just die on a cross. He gave us grace to carry us and help us and strengthen us. And strengthen us not only to make us stronger when we're strong, but to make us stronger when we're weak. This is the difference right there. None of these other cultures out there will give grace. No. You do something, you get something. The book of Hebrews tells us that it is good for the heart to be strengthened. Notice where our Creator wants to work. Notice where this takes place. Not merely our circumstances, but our heart. Everything in life eventually flows from the condition of the heart. Discouragement lives there. It affects everything. Fear lives there. It affects every decision. If bitterness lives there, every relationship suffers. But when grace strengthens the heart, something changes deep inside. And that is your circumstances. They may remain the same for a reason, but your response becomes completely different. That is one of the greatest miracles our Creator performs. There's a difference, folks, between knowing and believing. There's a difference between information and transformation. Many people will know their scriptures. They can quote their scriptures. They can explain theology. But knowledge alone does not produce victory. Our Creator wants His word to travel farther than that. Not just from Genesis to Revelation. From our head to our heart. Many truths begin in the mind. We hear them, read them, and study them. But they must eventually become personal convictions. There comes a moment when Scripture stops being something you know and becomes something you live. And that happens through prayer and meditation. Now, I tell you again, biblical meditation is something different than you hear in this new age world connected to all these other religions about meditation and emptying your mind. It is not emptying the mind. It is filling the heart with our Creator's truth. There's nothing wrong with reading and studying the Word. Both of those are wonderful and important. But filling the heart allows our Creator's Spirit to plant His Word deep within inside us. Remember, the difference between the original covenant and the new covenant is not like many people mistakenly think, that the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are done away with. No. The difference is grace. That's the difference. Sometimes one verse deserves an hour. Sometimes one promise deserves an entire week. We often rush through chapters while our Creator wants us to stay in one sentence. While our Creator's word begins to settle in the heart, faith begins to grow naturally. Faith is not forced. It grows where our Creator's word is deeply rooted. A lot of these other cultures around the world, a lot of these other belief systems and religions around the world focus on the mind. Think this, don't think this, empty your mind, fill your mind. It's all about the mind. But our Creator is about the heart. You see, the enemy is not going to destroy us physically, but he's going to mess with our mind so we destroy ourselves physically. The enemy knows how to attack us. He figures out our weaknesses, and he attacks those weaknesses. And it's the mind. That's the problem. The thinking, the mind. But no, our Creator looks at the heart. The mind asks all these questions, and the enemy will fill you with all the wrong answers. Faith doesn't look at and look for an answer to all these questions. Faith focusing on who our Creator is. Our understanding is limited when we compare it to all of the knowledge of the world. But our Creator's wisdom is not limited. Today, people are trying to gather more intelligence with artificial intelligence. Well, I'm telling you now, the Creator's intelligence is a whole bunch different. There's going to be situations where you can't explain what our Creator is doing. And that is where the trust comes in and the faith comes in. If we only believe what everything makes, that everything, and believe in things that make sense, are we trusting our own understanding? And Bible faith often continues even when we do not have every answer. What am I trying to say here, folks? We can explain certain things about Yeshua. We can't explain certain situations and certain events that happened in Scripture. But the real thing is, you don't have to explain it. You have to believe it. You know, some people say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and if I see it, I'll believe it. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it's blessed who those faith go beyond seeing. It's believing. It's having that faith. It's understanding that our Creator's provision is bigger than everything we can think of in this world. We see numbers on paper. We see big houses. We see big cars and all of these things to fulfill us, to give us what we need. But we have to go on faith, trust, and understanding that our Creator provides what we need. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try. It doesn't mean we shouldn't work hard, because those are scriptural principles to work hard. But we have to understand that the enemy wants to take us in a worldly place, in a worldly way, to make it through these times, to make these things happen. But it's only grace that's going to help us to win these daily victories. Not our intelligence, not our money, not our ideas. We must understand there's a connection between our heart and our mind, but it must work that way. Not from our mind to our heart. And that's the way the world wants it to think. That's the point here. It's not from your mind to your heart. It's from your heart to your mind. And this is the issue. The enemy wants to take things out of order. take our Creator's word out of order and our Creator's everything he wants, his plan that's for us for good and not disaster, to give us a future and a hope. The enemy wants to take that out of order. So the world thinks, and the world wants us to think with our mind first, and then let our hearts be transformed by our mind. The word of Scripture is different. The word of Scripture says, your heart has to change first, even before you have the information and the knowledge, even before you have the understanding. Your heart has to change first, and let that transform your mind. Understand, everything is connected. It's all connected, but the order matters. Fill your heart before the battle comes. When Yeshua faced temptation in the wilderness, the word of our Creator came immediately. Why? Because it was already stored within him. Remember that. To take the word off paper and put it on our heart. That is the difference between the original and the renewed covenant. Not that we do away with it, but that we know it. We know it so well, nobody's going to take that away from us. Soldiers do not begin their battle learning how to use their weapons during the battle. They prepare beforehand. And likewise, there's a spiritual warfare going on, and we need to take the example of Yeshua, who was prepared when the enemy tried to tempt him, and he was prepared, and we need to be prepared. Likewise, fill our hearts with Scripture. Have his word written on our heart and his understanding on our heart. Then when temptation comes, when disappointment comes, when fear comes, the set-apart spirit can remind us of what we have treasured in our hearts. That is why our daily time with our Creator in the Word is so valuable. So we prepare for these victories. And we prepare for these battles. And prepare for all of these things that take place. There's a difference between the average person in this world that is struggling to get through the day, and regardless of the circumstances, the believer who is walking with joy and victorious no matter what the circumstances, whether it's Joni Erickson Tata getting paralyzed as a teenager. She overcame that, and she became very successful and is very successful. Whether it's my friend who broke his back, he endured the pain, and he overcame that, and he's doing fine today. And there's many of you that are listening right now that have went through many situations in your life that the world will say, your mind will say, it's impossible to overcome this one. There's no answer. There's no way out. But only those whose hearts filled with our Creator's word and understanding will appreciate and realize his grace will make us sufficient for everything, and we can get through anything. We will never doubt. We will never doubt that our Creator cannot do these things. And like the scripture says, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. But we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. We must. We must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice so we could change everything in the way we think, the way we act, and the way we live. I saw something years ago, some Muslims on TV talking about their faith and the connection to their faith. And they say, the reason why people cannot take us away from our faith and we're willing to die with no problem for our faith is it becomes part of our DNA. We cannot separate the two even if we wanted to. I don't believe in the Muslim faith or any of these other religious ideas or beliefs from the world today, but the concept of how they hold on to connection of their life and their scriptures and their beliefs is something that I believe many Christians, many believers need to look at. Many people are weak in the faith because they're thinking in the mind and not in the heart. Yes, the heart can be deceiving, but the mind is more deceiving. Because we got to look at what's controlling this world today and what's controlling our decisions. And if we're not grounded in Scripture, if we don't understand the words, and we're not properly grounded in our foundation of the Word, we could be led astray easily. And these are the things we must consider. Listen, folks. Our Creator never promised that as believers we would avoid every trial in this world. But He did promise that His grace will always be enough for us. There is no situation, no weakness too great, no situation too big, no temptation too powerful, no burden too difficult. We must understand that our Creator's grace is sufficient enough. So instead of asking yourselves for changed and different circumstances, ask our Creator to strengthen you internally. Ask Him to move His word from your mind into your heart and to correct the order that things would start in the heart and move to your mind, to teach you to depend on His strength instead of your own. That's what we need to do, because the life of a believer is not about what we can accomplish for our Creator. It is about what our Creator can accomplish through people who trust Him completely. When we lean upon His grace every day, we discover something wonderful. Our Creator's strength never runs out and becomes His strength. And it never runs out, neither does our hope. Because of Him. Because of what He does for us. And because of who He is. So I pray that we hold on to this and we remember this and we realize that when scriptures talk about certain things that others don't understand, you will understand. It's not human understanding or human wisdom that we're missing. It is the fear of our wonderful Creator. It is to put Him in awe and put Him in the right place in our lives. Spiritual warfare, the enemy taking things out of order, our Creator keeping things in order. Order is very important. Very important. The scriptures present the case of Yeshua in order. And within that order, He's given us the foundation of scripture, which is His will for our lives. And those will be found in the Torah, the first five books, His will for our lives. But then He shows us how it's carried out in the Gospels through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And He shows us how it can be carried out and how we can do it. And then Yeshua leaves us with the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, to help make that possible. And by the grace of our wonderful Creator, we can create all things through Him who strengthens us. Not through us who strengthen ourselves, but through Him who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We have the capability to achieve things just as great or far greater than has ever been done in the history of man if we trust in the Creator of man. We cannot put our reliance on artificial technology or put our reliance on ourselves. We must believe and understand in our hearts truly that Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, is our Messiah. The one that died for us. The one that forgave us. And the one that gives us grace to get through every situation in our life, no matter how bad circumstances seem. You can do it, folks. You can do it. Praise our wonderful Creator that we have this great opportunity. And the words were written. And we could study these words every single day and not be deceived by the world and convinced by the influences on the internet that the only influence our lives should be what our Creator carry out through His living word in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. I pray you will all be blessed to understand His grace, to understand and believe with truth that His grace is truly sufficient for us, that we must become weaker to become stronger, weaker in ourselves to become stronger in Him. This isn't just some words I'm copying here. This is something that every person who's been able to see this, has been able to overcome things that the world can't understand. And every person listening right now has that same opportunity to do so. We must understand order, foundation, You must understand following the order, following the guidelines and instructions, the will of our Creator, believing in the unseen, but trusting in the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day. And I pray for all the brothers and sisters here that are listening, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they've been told, no matter how the enemy has tried to deceive them, that they would rise above that and they will be victorious in every area of their life. Not based because of on my words, not based on my lectures or sermons, but Father, based on what you've done for us through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, your word, your scriptures, that the order will be restored and people will be victorious in every area. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed day. Stay strong, stay faithful. Y'all be with. I pray this message really struck home with you today and you'll be willing to make a difference in your life by understanding it's not just about learning the scripture and then forgetting about it or never reading it again. Make this part of your heart. Folks, thank you for listening and supporting me on this radio station. The reason I'm able to do this program is because of the donations I get from my listeners like you. Please consider sending a donation to this ministry, Torah Life Ministries. I've been on for many years and I've never had to ask for your support. And I know through the grace of our wonderful Creator, this ministry will stay on the air. But I do want to remind you that the reason why I'm able to do this is because of listeners like you. So if you're willing to support this ministry, I will continue to make these messages for you and appreciate everything you're doing through that. I will do my best to make this ministry get out as popular and as much as possible, and all the glory go to our wonderful Creator. Thank you for your support for this ministry. You can support us through our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or you can go to the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and the information is under all those videos how you can support this ministry. Have a blessed day, everybody. May our Creator be with you this day and always, and may His grace shine on your life today. May you realize that. May you know that. May we have the right order of the way we should keep things, and Yah be with you. Bless you all, and Shalom, Shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministries. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp. Are you looking for more than a Sunday service? At Cross Life Church, a new home church, people gather around God's Word, share life together, and experience authentic Christian fellowship. Our Sunday service begins at 10 a.m., where the worship is reverent, not entertainment. You'll hear the faithful exposition of Scripture, celebrate communion, and pray together. Throughout the week, we continue growing in grace through our Wednesday evening Bible study at 8 p.m. So whether you're new to the faith, searching for a church family, or just longing for deeper community, there's a place for you at Cross Life Church. Cross Life, a household of faith, centered on Christ, committed to His Word, caring for His people. For more information, call 772-341-8271.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.